JSO has committed to requiring officers wear body cameras. Sheriff Mike Williams told city councilors Tuesday a pilot is expected to be launched in late spring or early summer. But Ben Frazier of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference says JSO should have been considering community input from day one.
It's 1 year late, is what I'm saying. This is a community issue. Where is the community?
Frazier says the SCLC has some non-negotiables when it comes to cams, including the camera policies being developed in public, as well as officers not being allowed to review their footage before filing a report, and strict consequences for officers who don't follow the policy. Williams says JSO is still in the research stage, compiling best practices from other police forces that already use cameras. JSO also has concerns to tackle, like the huge amount of storage required and possible lawsuits if footage is lost. He says community input will be included, but he doesn't have a timeline.
We have not got to that point yet. And again, the policy is going to be constantly changing. You're going to have lots of input from officers. You're going to have input from, again, the state attorney's office. You're going to have input from many stakeholders.
And the Fraternal Order of Police wants say in the policy, too. As our partner News for Jax reports, the union is asking to bargain a body camera policy. On Tuesday, Williams says JSO's position is the policy is not subject to bargaining. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.